Diary, July 1873. July 1st to July 31st, 1873. Wallings Mills, Colorado. It is stormy. We see from the window it is snowing. There are about 2 inches of snow and rain upon the piazza. The hills are covered with snow. We are thankful to have a good fire to keep us warm. We cleaned house again thoroughly. Cleaned a room for Lucinda Hall. I find it new business to scrub, but I enjoy it. It cleared off beautifully about noon. The clouds lifted from the snowy range, and we had a most beautiful view of the mountains, not merely capped with snow, but covered completely with snow. Walling called on his way to Central. He seemed to be disturbed. Had trouble with his workmen. He put up his team and stayed with us overnight. Wallings Mills. It is very pleasant but rather cool. We have a most beautiful view of the snowy range, which is now not merely capped but covered with snow. Willie went with Walling to Central. My husband made a bedstead. He worked all day very busily. Sister Hall and myself tacked off a comfort. We received a letter from Sister Shaw of Golden, urging us to come and see her and make her house our home. She says there is quite an interest upon present truth in Golden City. She is anxious we shall hold meetings there. Wallings Mills. It is a very pleasant, delightful day. Mr. Walling sent his horses and wagon for us to come to the mill. We prepared some work to do on the sewing machine. We had a very pleasant visit. Mrs. Lasley rode back with us. We passed a lumber wagon with 3 men and 2 women. One lady got out of the wagon and came to speak to us. Her name was Maxwell. She had been at the Health Institute. She was the daughter of Sister Dart. She urged us to call and see her if we went to Boulder City. She urged us to call upon her mother. Wallings Mills. Friday is a beautiful day. We washed and cleaned the parlor. Brought wood from the mountain back of the house in our arms. We worked hard all day. We took the lounge apart and found 4 dead mice in it. My husband sent letters by a man going to Black Hawk. We feel grateful that a day of rest is before us. Wallings Mills. We have a very beautiful day. We walked out on the top of the mountain before the house. We had a season of prayer. When we returned to the house, we found Mrs. Purdy, who had called to rest and visit while her husband went to Wallings Mills for lumber. We told her we observed the Sabbath of the 4th commandment. She seemed to be a very pleasant woman. Mrs. Lasley brought our mail, a letter from Brother Andrews. One from Harmon Lindsay, and the review. We received a letter from Brother Tucker urging us to come and see them. They live on the road to Idaho, about 2 miles from Black Hawk. Wallings Mills. We have another beautiful day. We spent most of the day in writing. We gave my husband a fomentation. We sent several letters to Black Hawk to go to Battle Creek. We walked out in the woods and had a very precious season of prayer. We are pleading with the Lord for strength and believe we shall have it. Wallings Mills. It is a beautiful day. After breakfast and prayers, we made some preparation to go to Black Hawk. My husband and myself went to Black Hawk. We stopped beside a stream and ate our dinner. We had a good relish for our food. We purchased some necessities in Black Hawk. As we returned, we took letters and papers from post office. We received instructor, reformer, and review. Letters of special interest from Brother Canwright and others. We arrived home before dark. Wallings Mills. It is a beautiful day. We wrote very busily. I wrote 24 pages before 10 o'clock. I sent letters dictated by my husband to Brethren Lindsay, Kellogg, and Merriam. I wrote to Addie Merriam, Emma White, Brother Kellogg, Brother Andrews, Mrs. Walling, Mr. Lang, and Dr. Tolley's daughter called. We had them stop to dinner. Mr. Walling stopped some time and talked. He then went on his way. He expected to return that night. Walling's Mills. We rode up to Mr. Walling's. We found there a young man very sick. Willie took charge of him, giving him water treatment. He is a man who has been his mother's pet. He is not acquainted with the rough side of life that he meets in this woodman's work. Poor boy. We did what we could for him. Did some sewing upon Mrs. Lasley's machine. Walling's Mills. We have another beautiful day. After breakfast and prayers, we rode up to Mr. Walling's to help them in their need. I helped Mrs. Lasley wash, helped prepare table. Lucinda helped her cook. I gave her a fomentation over stomach and liver. We did some sewing on machine. My husband, Lucinda, and self returned home. Willie remained to take care of the sick man. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful day. After breakfast and prayers, we rode up to Mr. Walling's and assisted Mrs. Lasley in ironing and washing dishes. We then returned home to make preparation for the Sabbath. Mr. Walling went to Blackhawk for a physician for the young man that is sick. When he returned, he came in and we had a long talk about his wife and prospects. We had a praying season in the woods. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful day. We hail this rest day of the Lord with joy. My husband and Lucinda rode up to Mr. Walling's to meet Willie. Dr. Tolley called upon the sick man and dealt out his medicine. He found no fault with the treatment he had had. I wrote for Reformer. We walked out in the woods, saw strawberries. We had some conversation and a very precious season of prayer. We afterwards, my husband and myself, walked up to the top of the mountain and prayed by ourselves. Walling's Mills. We awoke grateful to our Heavenly Father for sleep and rest. After we had breakfast and attended worship, my husband and myself rode up to Mrs. Lasley's. We found her in a poor condition of health. The sick young man is improving. My husband and Lucinda rode up on the hill and gathered strawberries. We enjoyed them at our noon meal. Fred and Bertie Walling took dinner with us. They have improved very much since last year. I wrote several pages for instructor. About 5:30, we all rode out and gathered 1 quart of strawberries. My husband and self had a season of prayer in the valley. Lucinda washed. Walling's Mills. We awoke thankful to God for the precious night's rest we have had. We devoted the day to writing. We had seasons of prayer upon the mountain. Walling's Mills. It is a very fine day. We rested well during the night. After prayers and breakfast, my husband and myself went about 2 miles and gathered strawberries. In the afternoon, we did some writing. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful day. We rested well during the night. We had our praying season in the family and also by ourselves upon the mountain. Mr. Walling came wagon. He intended to be back by noon. We rode down to Central with him. He went up the gulch to some mills. The scenery was very romantic, rough, and wild. This took our time till noon. We then rode to Sister Bentle's. She is in poor health. We saw Sister Statter at Sister Bentle's. We took dinner with Sister Bentle. We then walked down to the business stores and purchased some things. We waited in Central for Mr. Walling till near night. We did not get home till late. We had several letters. Wallings Mills. After we had breakfast and prayers, my husband and myself had a season of prayer in the valley. We walked out upon the mountain, gathered strawberries. Willie and Lucinda rode up to Mr. Lasley's on horseback. We had a precious season of prayer upon the mountains. James dictated two letters. I wrote them to Brother Lindsay and the Brothers Kellogg. To Brother Lindsay in regard to sending box of goods, to Brothers Kellogg in regard to Health Institute. Willie harnessed elephant and went to Lasley's. Did not get back till after 9 o'clock. Walling and Mrs. Lasley and children rode to Central. Walling is going to Denver for a girl. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful morning. After breakfast and prayers with the family, my husband and myself walk out and have a praying season alone in the valley. Willie went to Black Hawk with Sandy and single buggy, leading Elephant and Bill. These two horses he put in Walling's wagon. He met Brother and Sister Canwright. They took the easy single buggy. Willie took their trunks in the wagon. They all came safely. We were very happy to meet them. They have a very interesting little girl. We went out with Dudley to pick strawberries. Lucinda and Willie went up to Mr. Lasley's. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful day. We rested well during the night. We all, Brother Canwright, wife, and our family, walked up into the valley, and we had a season of prayer. When we returned, we wrote some. I read manuscript for next review. Our rest day passed very pleasantly. Walling's Mills. We awoke with feelings of gratitude to God for precious sleep. The well was cleaned out and curbed. We then all went into the pasture for strawberries. We were successful in gathering many berries. We devoted the rest of the day to writing. Sunday, about 12 o'clock, Mr. Walling came with his little girl, Addie. We prepared them beds. Walling's Mills. We spent the day principally in writing. In the evening, we rode up the hill about 2 miles and gathered quarts of berries. We received quite a number of letters, papers, and books. A letter from Joseph Clark Kellogg, Belden, and several others. Willie and Lucinda went up to Mr. Lasley's to help them a little. Addie went with them to see her brothers, Frederick and Herbert. Very many Indians passed with ponies, mules, and American horses. Walling's Mills. My husband answered Brother Kellogg's letters today and wrote several letters to Battle Creek and others. I finished my article for review, read it over, and corrected it on the way to Black Hawk. A storm was threatening us that, with passing carriages in the narrow pass between mountains on either side, made it unfavorable for correcting proof sheets. We were in season to put our manuscript in the post office. This we were desirous to do, that it should reach Battle Creek in time for next paper. We traded some in Central. We called upon Dr. Rice. His wife wrote us a letter requesting us to call upon her. We had a very profitable interview. She stated she wished to live less for this world and more for God. Said she had been sick, and she promised the Lord if he would spare her life, she would devote it to his service. She desires to go to Battle Creek, to the Health Institute, and receive treatment. She is very anxious to be where there are religious privileges. She united with the Presbyterian Church, but she has not grown, she says, in spirit and strength any. She feels dissatisfied with her religious experience. We left, promising to call again. We found Brother Tucker camped near our house. We had profitable conversation with him. Walling's Mills. It is a beautiful day. Mr. Walling came last night in the night. We made provision for him. Early this morning, Elder Canright, my husband, and myself walked out in the valley, and we had a very precious season of prayer. We feel that the message of truth should be given in this territory. We think of sending for Brother Van Horn and Adelia to break into the new field. We are crying to God for strength of body and to be imbued with His Spirit that we may work to His glory. We believe strength will come. Hundreds of Indians have passed here this morning and yesterday. They are going over in Middle Park to hunt and to fish. Elder Canright took pack, worked well. We all went out between sunset and dark and gathered about 2 quarts of strawberries. We had splendid showers part of the day. Prepared matter for instructor. Wallings Mills. We have had an excellent night's rest. Elder Canright feels better in health. It is a beautiful day. Wrote 3 letters to Addie Chamberlain, Emma White, and Addie Merriam, 11 pages in all. I prepared copy for September number of Reformer and Instructor, which kept me very closely at my writing till near night. We then rode out about 5 miles and back. Elder Canright and wife accompanied us. We had a very pleasant ride. We received a large package of Christian Weekly. Received the review. We are pleased with the paper. Wallings Mills. We feel grateful to our Heavenly Father for rest and sleep. We feel refreshed this morning. I commenced writing letters before breakfast. Send 2 this morning to Battle Creek, 4 pages to Edson, to Addie, and Jenny Merriam. Willie goes to Central with Mr. Lasley to take the sick young man to the cars. Wrote 4 pages to Sister Sawyer. Elder Canright, his wife, my husband, and myself walked out to the pasture and gathered about 6 quarts of berries. This is a great luxury. Wallings Mills. It is a pleasant morning. Had frost last night. We walked out in the forest of pines after riding some hours. We had a precious season of prayer. In the afternoon, all but Willie walked out in the woods and had a sweet season of prayer. After the close of the Sabbath, we rode up to Mr. Wallings. Brought home some milk. Wallings Mills. We had quite a frost last night. Mr. Walling called on his way home from Caribou. Fred and Bert came down to spend the day. My husband and myself went out to gather strawberries. We picked about 3 quarts, nearly all picked over. My husband spent much of the day in writing. Sister Canright washed. I ironed some and washed dinner dishes. Mr. Walling called on his way to Caribou. We prepared supper for him and his boys. Willie and Lucinda rode up to Wallings. It was late. They churned, worked over butter, did not return till late at night. Wallings Mills. We did not sleep until after midnight. We were very anxious in regard to Willie and Lucinda. They returned all safe. We felt thankful that no accident had happened to them. Lucinda and Willie went with Elder Canright to Brother Tucker's in Russell's Gulch. Showery all day. 2 severe hailstorms. Hail fell as large as a large bean. My husband and I gathered about 1 quart of strawberries. Wallings Mills. Willie was not well. Had a severe cold. We had 2 very precious seasons of prayer. We walked out in the pasture and gathered berries. Willie went in search of the horses. He complained of being very tired. We wrote some.
Willie was sick. Ate no dinner. Gave him treatment. He seemed to be in a high fever. We gave him a sitz bath, followed by pack. It was difficult to subdue his fever. I brought about 14 pails of water, which wearied me considerably. My husband and Lucinda rode up to Lasley's. We had quite a severe hailstorm. Wallings Mills. Willie was better.
I gave him treatment with good effect. He fasted for 2 days and he is steadily improving. I feel that I have overdone. We had hailstorm today. We walked out in the pasture and gathered a few strawberries.